Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those interested in the big and small moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about the time when a British monarch took the matter of someone else's marriage into her own hands. The day was December 20th, 1995. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II sent a letter to her son Prince Charles and his wife Princess Diana, urging the couple to get a divorce. The note was sent after 3 years of married separation, during which time both Charles and Diana had pursued other relationships. The protracted royal scandal had troubled the Queen for some time, and when she was finally convinced that their marriage was beyond repair, she advised them to make their split official. Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, was married to Lady Diana Spencer, a schoolteacher, on July 29, 1981. The ceremony at St. Paul's Cathedral was attended by more than 2,600 guests, and nearly a billion people across 74 countries watched the event live on TV. 3 years later, the couple had their first child, Prince William, and then their second, Prince Harry, in 1984. Over time, what had seemed like a fairy tale romance gradually lost its luster. The couple spent more and more time apart, a fact that did not go ignored by the media. It quickly became clear that the biggest obstacle in the marriage was that Charles was in love with someone else. Diana had long suspected that her husband still had feelings for Camilla Parker Bowles, his ex-girlfriend from the early 1970s. Diana had hoped that time, and their own growing family, would dull the old attraction, but it never did. As the years went by, the couple grew more estranged, and Charles eventually started an affair with Camilla. Diana knew about the not-so-secret affair, and soon the whole world did too. Finally, in 1992, Charles and Diana announced that they were separating but would continue to carry out their royal duties. The awkward arrangement continued for 3 years and finally reached its tipping point on November 20th, 1995. That evening, Diana gave a revealing interview on a British current affairs program called Panorama. During the broadcast, which was watched by almost 23 million people, Diana referenced her husband's long-term affair with Camilla. She said, quote, "There were three of us in this marriage," an arrangement that she aptly described as crowded. Diana went on to describe her husband's entourage as the enemy and suggested that the monarchy itself was in need of a major overhaul. The revelations struck a chord with the public, who quickly sided with the princess against the rest of the royal family. 1 month after Diana's tell-all interview, a royal messenger appeared at her front door. He delivered a letter in the queen's handwriting, bearing the crest of the House of Windsor. The message was curt and more than a little cold. It read, quote, "I have consulted with the Archbishop of Canterbury and with the Prime Minister and, of course, with Charles, and we have decided that the best course for you is divorce." You'll notice that the letter reads more like an order than as a request or suggestion. That's partly because Diana had already made it known that she didn't want a divorce. The Queen's letter was to tell the princess, in no uncertain terms, that the choice was no longer hers to make. Diana said as much herself after reading the letter. She reportedly told her butler, Paul Burrell, quote, "That's rich. They get to decide whether I divorce." In the end, the Queen got her way, as queens typically do. Charles and Diana filed for divorce 2 months later, and in August of 1996, their 15-year marriage came to an end. Per the terms of the final agreement, Diana relinquished the title of Her Royal Highness, as well as any future claim to the British throne. In exchange, she was awarded a substantial settlement and was allowed to retain her place at Kensington Palace, as well as her title of Princess of Wales. She and Charles also agreed to joint custody of their sons, but sadly, the terms of the separation wouldn't matter for long. The following year, on August 31st, 1997, Diana died in a car crash in Paris. According to French police, Diana's driver, who also died in the crash, had been heavily intoxicated and caused the accident while trying to get away from a group of paparazzi photographers. The pain of that day still lingers for countless people, a sure sign that Diana Spencer achieved a goal she first described in her interview with Panorama: the desire to be not a queen of a country, but a queen in people's hearts. As for Prince Charles, he married his longtime mistress in April of 2005, and the royal family has been drama-free ever since. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you'd like to advise me on any major life decisions, you can send a rudely brief note to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Just make sure you've consulted with an archbishop first, otherwise, I ain't listening. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.